How were your children affected by your husband's diabetes?
Well, of course, they were brought up in a very rigid household as far as meals were concerned. So perhaps we are quite a disciplined family as such because of this. And I've often thought that it has made me perhaps more disciplined than I might be, because I'm really quite a casual person. And I'm sure I would have been much more casual had I not had this strict routine. Obviously, from health-wise, I think it has been good. From the point of view, we have always eaten healthily. We had an allotment when we had a bungalow. We've got a large garden now. We've always grown our own vegetables. We've always had lots of fruit from the garden. And so my children have been brought up in the healthy way, is five a day, which people talk about now. But also, I think they have learned to be caring for other people, because my husband has had several hypos, and I can always remember my daughter when she was quite young, four, five, say, saying how she hated hearing her daddy groan in the middle of the night. And this used to be when he, prior to him going into convulsions, he would start groaning. And apparently that did worry her. My grandchildren in particular, they very much aware of the fact that their granddad is diabetic. And I suppose one of the good things about it is that they've never been afraid of injections. They've always loved it now that he has to do a blood count. And then, especially if he's low and he says to them, "Don't tell grandma, will you?" And you can guess what they do. The first thing they do is they come along and tell grandma what he is. But also, they've also helped in many ways, because perhaps he might be playing a game with them and then suddenly he might go blank. And then they come rushing to me, "Grandma, granddad's being funny." And I've had to go and give him something to eat or something, administer something. They are all very aware what it is like to be a diabetic.